Right, now, this is our audio boo, our second. I'm introducing Hector to audio boo. Now, I explained this last night on my first boo, that I'm like the... Remember the jester in the Petty Falou ads years ago?
Yes.
Where he used to taste the poisonous apple before he give it to the king?
Right.
Right. In that analogy, you're the king, and I have to test out stuff so you don't get in trouble.
Okay. Well, let's go up this way. We'll meet more people.
So
we're on our lap of Galway.
Yes. Hector will explain.
This is a lap we do every single morning, hail, rain or sun or snow. We walk the streets of Galway, we drink the same coffee every single day, and we're wrapped up well. We pass by hairdressers and look-in windows, we pass by lingerie shops, we pass by boutiques, we pass by county
and look-in windows.
Look-in windows. County council people, butchers, all the good people of the city of the tribes who are out going to work. And it's a great time in the morning, as in any town or city in the country. It's a vibrant time in the morning, and you meet the same faces every single day.
So with usual radio shows, what they do is you have a meeting. It's called a debrief, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to go for a debrief.
Yeah.
And they all sit around a table going, oh, I didn't like that, I didn't like this, I didn't like that, oh, well,
that
I like
didn't
that.
Work. That didn't work.
That didn't work. We'll try that again tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I like your work.
Yeah.
But we don't do that. We go for a stroll, a walk
fresh
around.
Air.
Yeah, it's great. And it's great as well because you meet people who might have heard something on the show that morning and go, I like that, or I didn't like that, or I did like that.
Exactly.
So they'll tell you, and they're the people that really matter. So I'm going to pause this now. We may introduce you to some of the characters of Galway.
There's one of them in that shop there. I'm getting them in there.
Right, back on again.
Somebody just did exactly what somebody... How sad am I that I listened to Joe Duffy, because now my lunchtime is normally at home. But a man came on from Ennis the other day, and Joe Duffy said, Joe, I'm very annoyed at what's happening. It's happened to me 4 or 5 times where I've walked along the street and there's a young person on the mobile who's crashed straight into me.
Texting.
Morning.
How are you doing?
And somebody's just after nearly doing it to us. There was a young gidger, a young one on the phone. She didn't take her eyes up to the last second, and then she nearly banged into us.
That's disgraceful.
This is a very famous part of Galway, Lynch's Castle AIB. It's the right outside Powell's where you can buy your musical instruments. This is the centre of Galway City. Let's listen to the sounds.
Oh yeah, truck, pure Galway, isn't it?
The City Bin Company. Recycling shite for 40 years.
The great thing is about...
Let's try down here.
All right, okay. The great thing for coming out at this hour of the morning is you do kind of... It's really nice because you can actually see all the businesses getting ready, delivering
and
stuff.
That Ireland is still alive and the shops are still alive, and we're lucky that not many of them are closing down in Galway because it's pretty vibrant towns so far.
It's a great place.
There's McCambridge's, where you can get your great brown bread. They've been there for 140 years. McCambridge's, that's like that is our Harrods of Galway.
Yeah. I love looking in windows and staring at people. It's great, great. Right, I'm going to pause it again. Oh, hang on. Say nothing.
Hey, boy, me meat. It's one of the finest butchers in Ireland. It's called Collarin's.
Where are we now, Hector?
Maingard Street. Yeah. We're just going down towards Kelly's and the Dew Drop Inn, and there's another truck.
All the deliveries this early morning.
This is Collarin's Butchers. They were established about 100 years ago by Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Just remind me, they're being recorded here at the moment.
Yeah. I'll keep it. Come over here for a second. I'm testing out something new on the iPhone. Don't worry, it's only been... Come over here. Now, I'm in my local butchers here in Collarin's and Galway, right? A butchers that have been here for 140 years and they're the finest men. We're looking at a butcher here who not only is a butcher, but he's a UFC cage...
In the making.
Really? Tell the audience who you are.
How you doing? My name is Paul Hickey. I'm working here in Collarin's the last 5 years. I'm training MMA 3 years.
Mixed martial arts.
I have 5 professional fights, win 3, lost 2. And I've caught amateur fights before that. I've amateur boxing background.
Why did you get into the MMA?
Boxing was getting a bit boring, so I wanted a bit more challenge.
This man is going to go all the way. He's one of the finest prospects we have in the country on mixed martial arts. You got to keep an eye out for this lad. This guy's going to go undefeated right through, and I'm proud that I come in here, and when I see the muscles on his back, I know what protein he's getting, because he's landing in the back. He's getting the finest fillet steak. How much meat are you eating a week?
Too much.
Who's hiding? That's Collarin's Butchers. We're just doing a little audio thing. Come here.
Forty
guinea. You hear that?
Of course, other politicians are available.
When you get all that.
This butcher, can I just say, right? I've been living in Galway 20 years.